Amen. Bezat Hashem, b'siyata d'ishmaya, we are in B'yam Darkecham, continuing on our chapters in Emunat Chachamim. We've learned already for 3 weeks. Much more to catch up on if you're just joining us now. And we are in Perek Gimel of the idea of Emunat Chachamim. And we're going to be learning about Le'eze Tzadik Lehitkasher. To which Tzadikim should we be connecting to? Tzadik u'mi shekvar gamar et milchemet ha'yetzer. What is a tzadik? It's someone who's already finished the war with the yetzara. Tchila mutal alim lever mahi hagderat tzadik. First things first, we have to understand what is a tzadik. Reishit nevi et dvarav shel rabbeinu Chaim Vital. First things first, let's bring the words of one of the masters of Tzfat, of Chaim Vital, main student of the Arizal and the Holy Rav Moshe Alshech. Zat Hashem, he says like this in Sha'arei Kiddusha, in the first part, Sha'ar Gimel. Kasher yutbe'u bo kol amidot atovot, when all of the good character traits are impressed into him, and they become complete nature. Ad shekayem et ha'tariyag mitzvot besimcha me'ahava, until he does all of the 613 mitzvot with joy, out of love for Hashem. Bli giyuri yetzara klal, without the yetzara affecting him at all, without the yetzara opposing him and fighting him at all. Ya nizdakach achomer legamre, meaning his physicality has been completely purified. Kmo shamar David HaMelech alav shalom v'libi chalal bekirbi. David HaMelech says, my heart is vacant in my midst. Meaning, he purified himself completely to the point where he doesn't have a yetzara that affects him. Ve'ireh ki'ilu ha'utba'u bo kol amidot. It will appear as if all of the good traits are impressed into him. Welcome guys, we're just getting started. Mi sheyetze mirechem imo, hine ze nikra chasid gamur. When a person gets to a level that he has such good midot, that it seems that he was born that way, and it's just his nature, that's how he is, right? It just appears that he is that guy from birth, he came out of the womb like that. That is what's called a chassid. Again, a chassid not of the Baal Shem Tov, right? We're not talking about the Hasidic movement, we're talking about a chassid, meaning a super pious person. And we have to understand that according to what's called, what we're talking about here at Tzaddik, the Rav Chaim Vital calls him a chassid, calls him a pious person. Right? Klal ole. What is we understand this? Ki kiyum tarayag mitzvot al yedei hiyot yetzara ba'adam ve'adam mitgaber alav nikra tzadik. Doing the 613 mitzvot. As long as there's a yetzara inside a person, he overcomes that yetzara and does the 613 mitzvot, he's called a tzadik. V'kshikayem al yedei bitul yetzara, when he keeps the 613 mitzvot by way of nullifying his yetzara, that means that he has acquired good traits in him in a complete acquisition. They become his teva, they become his nature. That's called a complete chassid, a completely pious person. Simply put, always, a chassid is higher level than a tzaddik. Tzaddik means he's doing the right thing. Again, we are used to a post-chassidic world where this doesn't seem like this, right? Every Joe Shmo is called a chassid. Because he's the chassid of this, chassid of that. But in Hebrew, chassid, chesed, comes from the word above and beyond. Tzaddik means righteous. Meaning God said to Noah, build a boat, I'm going to destroy the world. He built a boat. Avram was told by God, I'm going to destroy Sodom. Avram went and prayed for Sodom. Noah did what he was told, he's called a tzaddik. Matzdik et Hashem. Hashem amar livno teva, bana teva. Tzaddik, you did the right thing. Righteous comes from the word right. You were right. You did the right thing. When Hashem says, I'm going to destroy Sodom, no one told Avram to pray. He went above and beyond what he was told. He was just given news. He went above and beyond and did an extra maaseh, an extra action in this world. That's already a chassid. He went above the letter of the law. Chassid is a higher level than a tzaddik, right? That's why everybody says, Avram was on a higher level than Noach. Noach just did what Hashem told him to do. Avram went above and beyond that. So chassid always means more than a tzaddik. So when you just do the right thing, and you still have a Yetzer Hara, but you're fighting the Yetzer Hara and you overcome it, and you do the right thing, you're called a Tzaddik. When you no longer have a Yetzer Hara and you still keep the Torah, you are called a Chassid. You're a super pious person. You acquired inside yourself a nature that your first nature, not your second nature, your first nature is that you're completely clean. You don't have any opposition forces inside of you.
But your communication with God is the same? Like
obviously, if you're more purified, you're going to have a nicer bandwidth, right?
Yeah, but Tzaddik has like conversation with God, or just...
Do you not have conversations with God?
No, I do. But not like, you're talking about Chassid. That does it...
Again, the more, the holier you are, the purer the light is going to be. Hashem is connecting to every one of us at 100%. The question is, how clean is our receptor? How much do we comprehend that? How much are we able to really tap into the message that's coming to us? All of us have 100% connection to God. Right? The question is, how much does our receiver, how good is the quality? You have a phone that could be a cheap phone. Or a dumb phone that doesn't have internet, right? And then you have a smartphone that has a high 5G connection, right? 26G. So a person could be on a level where his technology is worn out and is not really holding, is not in a good place. The Chassid, obviously, his software is the top level, right? Od yesh madrigat chassidut lemala mizot. There's another level of chassidut that's higher than this. She'en lemala mimena. There's no higher level than that. Ve'aish hazeh nikra kadosh. Right? So we have tzaddik, chassid, kadosh. There's nothing higher than what's called kadosh. And by the way, in the history of Am Yisrael, we have five people that were called kadosh. Five rabbis that were called kadosh. That's it. Ari, the Al-Sheikh, Rabbeinu Yehuda Nasi, right? Yehuda Nasi, the Shla Kadosh, and
No.
And
Arnakon.
Who's the fifth? No. Can't remember. It'll come to me. Bizat Hashem. V'yishkol kavenato ena ela lemefarek leshchinta. What's it lemefarek? Lemifrak? מה זה אומר? אלא למפרק לשכינתה וכולי. כי אם נתערבה, his whole entire idea, I guess, is to connect to the שכינה, כי אם נתערבה בו כוונת קיבול איזה שכר, הוא חסיד לעצמו. אך גומל חסד עם קונו, נקרא חסיד וקדוש. If he has any intention to receive some kind of reward for himself, then he can be called a חסיד. That's no problem. You can be called a chassid if you're still thinking about yourself a little bit, right? But a person who only wants to give chesed, loving kindness, to his creator, to his master, only thinks about Hashem all day long, that's already called chassid ve'kadosh. He's pious and sanctified. Yan ki anizdekach mikol minei tumah v'kidesh atzmo b'kedushato yitbarach ki yose atzmo merkava ele kedushato yitbarach. This person that's called a Kadosh, Chassid Kadosh, he's purified himself from all different types of impurity. He sanctified himself completely to Hashem, right? In Hebrew, holiness comes from the word Kadosh. Kadosh means sanctified. What is sanctified? Sanctioned. Sanctified means separate, right? Lavdil, a country puts sanctions on another country. That means you can't talk to that country, you can't do business with that country, you can't trade with that country, you can't make any money with that country. That country is cut off, right? Like a wife. Ani mekadesh, arei at mekudeshet. What does it mean she's mekudeshet? It means from now on, you're allowed to engage with me only and no one else, right? So this is same thing. A person who sanctifies himself, who does such kedusha that it's just to Hashem, all the time to Hashem. It's not even about him, right? He makes himself a vehicle and a chariot for the sanctity of Hashem, blessed be He, and he doesn't think about himself at all, only about the honor of his master. This is what Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, the father-in-law of Rabbi Shimon, had the intention when he said, "Prishut mivia lidei tahara," separating yourself from this world as much as possible will bring to purity. V'kedusha liyidei chassidut, and sanctity to chassidut, v'chassidut liyidei ruach hakodesh, Hasidut, being the super pious person, will bring you to Ruach HaKodesh, will bring you to a higher level of connection and divine influence. Ki nitabek bo dibuk gamur, because you cling to Hashem on a full level of attachment. Uvileshono shel Balatanya, in the words of the Balatanya in the 10th chapter, tzadik gamur nefach hara shelo letov, the complete tzadik, his bad that's inside of him, is completely transformed into good. By way of completely removing all of the dirty, impure clothing completely from the bad, meaning all klipot, anything that can cover up God and make you think about yourself or think about anything in this world, once you remove that completely from that notion, then all of that bad flips into becoming something very, very positive. Meaning, you're very disgusted by taking pleasure in this world. Whatever comes from the other side, whatever comes from the opposite side that is not holy, you completely hate it. The tzaddik she'eno gamur, a tzaddik that is not complete, u she'eno sone betachlit asina, v'lechen eno ma'us b'ra betachlit. He doesn't hate the other side at the end all be all of what's called hate, and therefore he doesn't have this full hatred towards negative things on the other side. Al kochecha nishar eze shemet ahava v'tanug l'shama. If that's the case, and he doesn't really oppose all of the evil, then he still has this little bit of a connection then to the other side. As long as you're not completely disgusted by it, that means you still take some pleasure in having a connection to that other side. V'lo husua b'gadim atzorim legamre, the negative energies haven't been removed completely. Mikol v'kol, lechen lo nefach letov mamash. Therefore, he hasn't really completely become good. He's still holding on a little bit to those dirty clothing, so he's not that full, complete tzaddik. He nullifies himself as much as possible, and he's not that important, but this thing still can be enjoyable, that thing still has some place in this world, that thing, right? Ma'alat tzaddik gamur hu kshemafchid hara u'ma'alim oto letov. The level of a complete tzaddik is when you flip the evil, you flip the bad, and you elevate it to the good. It's also written there, in the 15th chapter of the Tanya. He says like this, ha'ifresh ben oved elokim letzaddik, the difference between a person who serves Hashem and a tzaddik, shoved hu lashon hove. Oved, a person who's serving Hashem now, it's the language of present tense. Shu be'emtza avodah, he's in the middle of the work. He's at war with the Yetzara. He's at war with the inclination, the evil inclination. But a tzaddik nikra eved Hashem b'shem ator. A tzaddik is called an eved Hashem. He's called a slave of Hashem, not a worker of Hashem, not a person in the middle of the work. His definition, his title, is eved Hashem, a slave of Hashem, a servant of Hashem. Kmo Hashem chacham or melech, like a wise person, a sage or a king, right? It's not as something that you're in the presence of doing. It's not something present tense that you're working on. You're at war. It is what you are. It's the definition of your title. You already became a sage. You're already wise. You're already a king. So the tzaddik, who he's called a tzaddik, in comparison to the oved Hashem, the person who's serving Hashem, he's already called a tzaddik because he is a tzaddik. He's finished the fight. He's finished the battle with the Yetzer Hara. He is righteous. He is holy. Ad ki v'yagishu v'yigarshu v'yelechlo v'libo chalal v'kirbo. Right? He got rid of the Yetzer Hara. He's kicked it out of his being. Right? And it went for him. And now his heart is empty in his midst. Like David HaMelech said, right? Like it's known. Our heart has the chamber of the good in it, and the chamber of the evil. Right, left side is the evil dwelling place, and the right side is the dwelling place of the Yetzer HaTov. Shedavid HaMelech Omer, Libi Chalal Bekirbi, and David HaMelech says, my heart is vacant in my midst. He's talking to the fact that the left side of his heart, where the Yetzer Hara dwells, is empty. There's no, he's not living there anymore. He made it out of the, he moved places, he's outside, he's not even in the body anymore. All of this is clarified in the words of the Zohar that says, Tzadikayad alet bahuze omad nachash itavid b'kedusha v'racha v'yichud. The tzaddik who doesn't have any impurification of the snake in him, he's just working constantly in kedusha and bracha and yichud, right? In sanctity and blessing and in oneness and unification. Zakayin inu and tzaddikaya dechulehu kadishin. Fortunate are these tzaddikim that they're completely holy. Vishtakehu b'kedusha kamei malkad kadisha. They're always found in sanctity, in front, standing in sanctity in front of the Holy King. They have a dwelling of Kedusha on them in this world and in the coming world. How fortunate are these tzaddikim that they're completely holy. Gufa delohon kadisha, their bodies have Kedusha. Nafsha delohon kadisha, their nefesh has Kedusha. Rucha delahon kadisha, nishmata delahon kodesh kodeshim. Their body has kedusha, their nefesh has kedusha, their ruach has kedusha, and their neshama kodesh kodeshim, holy of holies. Man hu tzadik diiu itadbak be, ahu diiu kelil mikol midot dekudsha bruchu. Who is the one that the Shechina clings to? Right, that he's say, you can say that he's clinging to Hashem. He who is filled with the midot of Hashem. He was filled with it. Meaning, what does it mean filled? Like the Derech Hashem. Derech Hashem, the Ramchal explains in the first chapter in Derech Hashem, that a person has to completely acquire these midot, that they become a part of him. That's how you tap into the good of Hashem. Hashem wanted to give you good, that's why he created the world. How could he give you good? What, is he going to give you a car that's good? That's the good of Hashem? No way. He's going to give you a house that's the good of Hashem. Hashem wants to give you good. He wants to give you himself. He wants to give you the ultimate good. How could you do that? Only if you work on yourself and you get rid of the lacks and you acquire good and you become it. Same thing here, the Zohar is saying. So that's what a tzaddik is. Bet, a tzaddik umahut acheret legamre. A tzaddik is a completely different essence. Kvar amu chazal, the rabbi said, im dome arav lemalach Hashem tzvakot yivakshu Torah mipiu. If the rabbi is similar to an angel of Hashem, the legions, you should ask Torah from his mouth. Dainu sharav amiti, a true rabbi, tzich liot mahut acheret legamri. He has to be a completely different essence from you. Ki malach ben bnei adam, like an angel amongst people. Ki tzadik emet hu mahut acheret legamri ma'adam regil. A true tzadik has a completely different essence than a regular person. Rafi, I hope this is answering all of your things that you had to share at the last chapter. A true tzaddik is completely purified from all of the bad in him. Until he completely becomes a vehicle for the Holy Shekhinah. He has no bad clinging to him at all. For sure, the tzaddikim weren't born as a different essence. They work so hard to purify themselves that they became this other reality. It's not that they were born that way. They've worked and worked and worked and worked and worked, and now they have a different essence. Even though there's many levels amongst people, a person who's serving Hashem, but he's a regular servant of Hashem, he's still on the path, he's still finding his Yetzara. Him and his friend that's on a lower level than him, right? One person doesn't miss Shachrit, Mincha, Arvit, he's doing everything he needs to be doing, he's a holy guy, right? But he's an Oved Hashem, regil, he's not some tzaddik, he's a regular, average guy. And his friend, then here and there he misses Mincha, but he's still an Oved Hashem. Kippa Tzitzit, Shacharit, Mincha, Arvit, but just now he's not always on time, he's here and there, he doesn't learn as much Torah. Both of them, at their essence, they're the same. Right? Relative among them, one might be a little bit higher than the other, but they're in the same category of human being, right? But one is just a little bit more quality than the other. Aval yesh zikuch gamur, but there's complete purification. That by way of that purification you become a completely different essence. Ad shebiyachas lo'omdim tachtav hu malach. Until it comes to the point that in relation to those that are underneath him, it's like he's an angel. וגם מי שלא משיג את העניין הזה, צריך לפחות להבין ולהאמין. even someone who doesn't really understand this and hasn't really completely gotten there, you have to at least understand and believe that it exists. She tzaddik emet en lo ta'avot. A true tzaddik doesn't have any lusts. Ve'en lo tzorech bekavod. He doesn't need honor. V'umevutal Hashem itbarach legamer. He's completely nullified to Hashem. Ki zohi nekudat ha'inyan. Kama ata mezukach u'mevutal mimele kama ata mesuga liyot kli le'or elyon. This is the main point here. How much are you completely purified and nullified to Hashem? And if that's the case, how much are you able to and willing to be completely a tool and a vessel for the supernal light? And an example of this is what it's known that there's people that are very, very invested in certain worldly matters. V'hine, im tomar le'echad mehem, shesh achim sheze inyan hu havel gamur b'eneihem, a person who's completely invested in soccer, football, kadoregel. Tell me, you know someone else, for this other person, you know kadoregel, soccer means nothing to them? For sure he believes that there's people in the world that they don't care at all about soccer, right? There's people in the world that love soccer that can understand that there's other people that it doesn't mean anything to them. Rak yuchal la'amin sheyesh ke'elu shepachot ma'anyen otam. It doesn't... Sorry, not that it doesn't, that you don't believe that it doesn't mean anything, but like, okay, there's other people that it doesn't, it's not the main thing of their life. I made a mistake earlier. I said that it doesn't, not that it doesn't mean anything to them, but it means less to them, right? A person is a complete lunatic, fanatic about soccer. He can't believe that someone doesn't care at all about it. That's what the book is saying. There's some people in the world that they care less, but that they don't care at all, right? He can't agree that for sure, that no, there's someone in the world that for sure doesn't care at all about soccer. He's so invested in soccer, it's his whole entire world, that he can't believe that there's someone in the world that doesn't care about it at all. Right? Whoever is not invested in soccer like that, it's nonsense. He's like, what is this guy? He thinks the whole entire world is to chase after a ball, to chase after teams that are chasing after balls. So too, it's in all of our midot, all of our character traits, and all of our lusts. In relation to a person on such a low level, a person who has nothing to do with soccer, and a person who's a fanatic about soccer all day long, you can say, in relation, one is like a beast, and one is like a normal person. One is a human being, and one is an animal. You know, what are you so tied up with this nonsense? Mirov choser dat sheyesh lo, v'hem mamash mahut acheret. He has such a lack of consciousness, as if there is completely they're a different being, right? Chas v'chalila, if I affected anybody that really likes soccer, it's just an example, right? But you can take it and apply it to anything else in life. You can take it into anything else in life.
Well, that's
your opinion. So, Madrigot Tzadikim. So now we get to the levels of the Tzadikim. Yesh la'vin etev, et ha'evdel ben ha'madrigot. We have to understand very well the difference between these levels. Kesh talmidei chachamim, sheyodim arbe lilmod. There's certain talmidei chachamim, there's certain people that are very wise, that learn a lot, that they know very well how to learn Torah. They are big learners, and they know a lot. And then there's people that lead the nation of Israel in the way of our forefathers, and they fill up the nation with Torah and Yirat Shamayim. But adayin ein ze megia klal madrigat tzadikei emet. All of that doesn't even come close to the level of true tzaddikim. Shekol ma'aseim v'avodatam hem im dvekut b'shkina kedusha. That everything they do, every action they take in this world, any avoda that they do in this world, is completely filled with dvekut to the holy shkina. Shima dragat Torah lishma ba'amitut b'tachlit azikuch b'derech hayichud ha'shalem. Every movement that they make is considered Torah lishma, right? Torah for the sake of heaven, in the highest point possible, with complete purification, in the way of the complete unification, the complete oneness of Hashem. In a way that in a way that he, every movement that he's doing, he's unifying the name Yudke Vavke, the transcendent one, with the revelations in this world, in all of his actions, all of his speech, and all of his thoughts. Even when it comes to eating and drinking, the only reason he eats and drinks, even that is completely for Hashem and not for his body. Because only a person who is completely purified is called a tzaddik. Again, a tzaddik according to the Torah and according to the Rambam is a person that is righteous. Shehu rov mitzvot v'miut averot. Right? That's the pshat of the Torah and the Rambam. Person who is 50.01% mitzvot is already a tzaddik according to the Torah. But now we're talking about Pnimiyut Torah, we're talking about Kabbalah and Chassidut, we're talking about the deeper aspects. A tzaddik, what is a tzaddik in the language of Kabbalah and Chassidut? A person who is completely purified. Bevadai gam ben atzadikim yesh madrigot shonot. Amongst those people, there's also different levels. V'tzrich shelo lachlifu lebalbel. We have to not to interchange them and to be confused. Elyon v'tachton, upper and lower. To recognize every level properly. What's the measure? What is the spectrum? The internal part of the part of Hashem, which is the most truest point. It's written by the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, the order in the Torah is, how did Yaakov, this week's parasha, we're already starting the fight. How did Yaakov prepare himself with a fight with Esav? It's a hint towards the end of days. Then they're going to establish these camps like Yaakov Avinu established them then. Yaakov samet Rachel v'Yosef ba'achrona. Yaakov took Rachel and Yosef and put them in the back. Ki ba'acharit ha'yamim ha'erv rav shehem b'nei ha'shifchot yilchu b'rosh. In the end of days, the Erev Rav, which are the children of the maidservants, right, they will go first. They will make for themselves a kingship and they will rule over Israel. Huh?
Unbelievable.
The tzaddikim will be put down and disgraced. And everybody is pushing down the tzaddik with their heels. As if the tzaddikim, the righteous people, are not important. The free eaters, the parasites, the Haredi world that just takes and takes and takes and doesn't give back to society. Even though there's many, many levels to this.
For
sure there's many levels, but when it comes to practicality, now all of us are thinking, what are we learning this for? Which tzaddikim should we be connecting to? Who in my life can I connect to? Anybody that they're serving Hashem in truth, and they've gotten to a level of truth, and they learn Torah in order to connect and cling to the Shekhinah, according to the value and the relationship to the door, to the generation, And you can receive from that person a way to come closer to Hashem. Connecting to that person brings you closer to the truth. Hu ha'ish efshar lidabek bo. He's a person that you can cling to. He's a person that you should be connected to. This sugiya is very wide. And just going to bring one word here, one word from here, from the Zohar. And it says like this. Mana yade enan de kucha bruchu itraebe veshave medorabe kad haminen haminan di ruta de ahu barnash behedva beruta de liba lemirda listadla avatre de kucha bruchu hu belibe venafshe verute vedaita man yedinan de sharia be shechinta kedem be enan lemikne ahu barnash bekesef shalim lit habera behade ulamelav mine. עד כאן השלום, באמת יש בזה מעט בלבול, כי יש להם אנשים בעלי כוח רוחני מסוים. There are certain people that have a lot of spirituality. They have power in their spirituality. ואנשים נמשכים אחריהם, and they have this charisma, and people are pulled after them. אבל באמת כוח רוחני אינו ראייה שהוא צדיק. having spiritual charisma and having this charm to you, that doesn't mean that you're a tzaddik. You have to see that he's really a holy person, that he's really sanctified, that he's really a tzaddik. That the Shekhinah is dwelling on this person. At least that this person is able to arouse other people to serve Hashem. By way of the Shekhinah that's dwelling on it. Can bring the words of the Rambam. They come from Yesodei HaTorah in the seventh chapter. Lo kol haoseh oto mofet. Not everybody who does a wonder or some kind of sign in this world. Ma'aminim oto shu navi. You don't believe everybody that can do a miracle that he's a prophet. Ela adam shehainu yodim bo mitchilato shu ra'ui lenevua. A person that we know from the beginning of when we met him, we know that he's fitting to receive prophecy. Bechokhmato v'ma'asav, in his wisdom and in his actions. Shenit'ala bem al kol b'nei gilo. He is above everybody else that's in his age. He went in the ways of the prophets in sanctity and being separated from the world a little bit. Afterwards he came and he did a wonder, he did a miracle. And he said that that God has sent him. It's a mitzvah to listen to a person like this. Meaning persons first, not that he does a miracle and then you see that he's a tzaddik and then you see, no. The opposite way. You know this person, you're in touch with this person, you know how he acts, you see that he's holy, you see that he separates himself from this world, he doesn't take too much pleasure in this world, he acts like a prophet. Then he does a mitzvah, a miracle, or he does some kind of wonder or some sign, or he tells you this is going to happen in 2 days, and it happens. And then he says, God sent me. Only then do you have a mitzvah to listen to the person. And first things first, you have to check that he's really, really kadosh, he's really, really a tzaddik. And he's also written there, Navi Sheid Lo Navi Acher Shu Navi Areze Bechizkat Navi. A prophet that another prophet testified on him that he's a prophet. He's in what's called Chizkat Navi. You can hold that he's a prophet. Ve'enze Hasheni Tzrich Hakira. You don't have to interrogate the other one. Sharei Moshe Rabbeinu Eid Li Yoshua. Moshe testified about Yoshua. Ve'iminu Bo Kol Yisrael. Everybody in Am Yisrael believed Moshe when he said Yoshua is a prophet. Before he did any miracle, Moshe just said, this guy is the real deal. He didn't have to do anything. For the rest of generations, it was like that as well. That one prophet says about another prophet that he is a prophet. You can believe it. But it comes a person out of nowhere, and he says, look at this miracle, and I'm a prophet, and you don't know anything about him, you don't have to listen to him. Come and he sees that he's holy of holies. He's doing the job. He's doing the work that he needs to be doing. He's separated from this world. He's sanctified. He's kadosh. He's doing the right things. And then he says, God send me. And he does a miracle. And he tells the future. And he does all these different things. Then you have a mitzvah already to believe this person and to connect to him. First things first, it depends on the kedusha of the person. Everybody has to connect to a tzaddik that he's rooted in. This is the idea of the ministers of thousands, the ministers of hundreds, right? That Yitro told Moshe to make. Some people that they're rooted in the place of the thousands. There's some people that they're rooted in like the, you know, the 1% of 5% of the society. What's that scale that they have for in the U.S.? 1%, yeah. No, not 1% of wealth. I'm saying like the percentiles and like education and stuff. Percentile. Yeah, 10 percentile of the country, right? Like you're in the top 10 students in the whole entire country. Huh? Eh? Tegid. Lo shamati.
Asiron Elyon.
Ken, Asiron Elyon, yesh gam ezeh ב-20, kilo yesh, tevin, ata nechnas ל-20% hachi tovim ב-matematika, top 20% in math in the whole entire country. Top 10%. So you have percentile, right? So you have also Jews that in spirituality, they're from the percentiles of 1,000. They're from the percentiles of 100. They belong to that camp, right? And that rabbi, there's rabbis, Yitro told Moshe, make rulers over hundreds, make rulers over tens, make rulers over fifties, make rulers over thousands. Everybody, according to the level of his soul, connects to a different tzaddik. According to his level, that person's called a tzaddik, and he's the root of where you're holding right now. That tzaddik has to nullify himself to the tzaddik that's above him. V'chem mitzadik letzadik. So too, from tzadik to the tzadik, they have to be nullified to one another. Ad tzadik ador, until you come to the tzadik of the generation. Mimadaga ledarga, mimadaga lemadaga, ad nishmat Moshe Rabbeinu. From level to level, until the soul of Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabban shel kol Yisrael, the rabbi of all of Am Yisrael, shehu ha-mekushar, v'tachlit ha-shlimut l'shechina kedusha. Moshe Rabbeinu is the most connected that you could get to the Holy Shechina. וכל אדם שמבקש באמת, אז היה שם מטבח מנחהו. Everybody who's really, really asking this, to connect to his tzaddik that he's rooted in, Hashem will help you. יתקשר לצדיק ששייך לנשמתו. Hashem will help you to connect to the tzaddik that is rooted in your soul. Can you get the door, please? Yeah? You just open it? Thank you. והוא מרגיש משיכה אליו. He feels a connection to him. ומאמין בו, and you believe in him. וזה בין בצדיק חי ובין בצדיקים קודמים. This is whether we're talking about צדיקים that are living right now or צדיקים from previous generations. שנדבק לנשמתם בכוח תורתם. You cling to their soul by way of their Torah. We keep going, guys, huh? It's quite a chapter, but we gotta keep going. צריך להתקשר לצדיקים הקודמים. You have to connect to the previous generation צדיקים. באמת מלבד מה שצריך שיהיה האדם מקושר בצדיק חי שבדורו. Not only do you have to connect to a tzaddik that's alive in your generation. Meaning he's walking around the world like you, right? Not only that, שהוא מרכבה לשכינה בזמנו, that he is the chariot for the שכינה in your time, והוא זה שיודע את דרכיה, בזה הזמן, he knows how the שכינה is acting in this time, how to connect and how its ways are in this time. צריך גם להיות קשור לכל הצדיקים הקודמים. You also have to be connected to all the previous generation צדיקים. בפרט שנצרח האדם לדרך עבודה מסוימת שגילה צדיק מסוים, אז היה צריך להתקשר לצדיק הזה ולקבל ממנו את הכוח להוציא לפועל את העבודה. Specifically, when you're looking for a path in עבודת השם, and a certain צדיק revealed a path in עבודת השם, then you have to connect to that צדיק. Right? You have to be able to, and most of the paths that were already revealed, most of those people are not alive in this world anymore. Right? They reveal Chabad, that's already seven rabbis that they're not here anymore. Breslev, that's a rabbi that is not here anymore. Right? Ashlag, there's rabbis that are not here anymore. Most of them, now you have influencers now, but if you want to become a Chabadnik now, for example, and Marasot, all seven Chabad rabbis are no longer in this world. So you have to connect to them by way of the Torah, right? If you are choosing to become a Chabadnik, you have to connect to someone alive that could teach you the Torah as well. But if you're trying to become a Chabadnik, you have to connect to seven generations of Rebbes that are no longer walking in this world. The only way you can get the real light of the Torah, the Holy Torah, is by way of the power of the Tzaddikim, like it's written in the Holy Books, the 39 lights in every single level of the Holy Torah, yesh tzaddik shemekushar lezot habchina, there's a tzaddik that's connected to that level, that aspect. לכן צריך להתקשר לכל הצדיקים כי כולם הם כלי לאור התורה הקדושה. Therefore you have to connect to all of the tzaddikim. There's 39 levels and there's many levels to the Torah. And every tzaddik is rooted in a different place. ולכל המדרגות ומלמדים אותנו איך להשיג אלוקות. They teach us on every level how to comprehend more godliness. כי כל יהודי יש לו חלק בתורה הקדושה שצריך לגלות. Every Jew has a part inside the Torah that he has to reveal. ואין הוא יכול לגלותה כי אם כאשר הוא מתקשר לכל בחינת הצדיקים. You can't reveal that level if you're not connected to the tzaddik of that level. And you're going to ascend throughout life, and if you don't connect to the next level of the tzaddik that is on that level, you're not going to be able to reveal that Torah that you have to reveal right now. So there's 39 levels, there's different levels of Torah, there's different tzaddikim that are holding on each level. Therefore you have to connect to all the tzaddikim. You can't just be a one-pather. You can have a path in halacha, and a path in how you reveal Avodat Hashem, but to say, I don't connect to that tzaddik because he's not on my path. What are you doing? Tzaddik is not about him, it's about the Torah that he's holding. He's holding the key to that Torah, and he's another revelation of Hashem. וצריך שלא יפריעו לו ולא יבלבל אותו מה שפעם אחת מאירה לו נקודת האמת למיטה באופן אחד, והוא נכון וישר על פי הספרים הקדושים. ברגע השני מאירה לו נקודה הפוכה מזו. Do not get confused that at a certain point in life you have an illumination in Torah that's a straight path and it's going well for you, and that's the way, and it's completely fine. And a few minutes later, a few moments later, the complete opposite is true as well. שגם היא אמת על פי הספרים הקדושים. That's also true according to the holy books. פעם אחד מאירים לו דברי צדיק אחד, פעם אחרת מרים ונעירים לו יותר דברי הצדיק השני. One time this tzaddik is talking to you, another time that tzaddik is talking to you more. They're both true. כי צריך להאמין באמונה שלמה שהכל האמת. You have to believe with complete אמונה that everything is truth. כל אחד דיבר בבחינתו וצריך את כולם יחד. Everyone was talking on his level and his aspect in Torah. And they're all true. They're all one as well. וכדי להתקשר לצדיקים הקודמים שבגן עדן צריך לעסוק בתורתם. In order to connect to these צדיקים that are in גן עדן, you have to connect to their Torah. And you have to learn their books. And you have to do the service of Hashem that they revealed. You want to be a Chabadnik? You have to contemplate. You have to do Itbonenut. You want to connect to Brasov? You have to do Itbodedut. Right? All these different ways of whatever the tzaddik that was his avoda, you have to connect to learning their Torah and to practicing the different practices that they revealed in the world or that they were emphasizing in the world. אמנם אי אפשר להגיע לפנימיות האמיתית של הצדיק הקודם, אלא אם כן דבוק בצדיקים שחיים באותו הדור. You cannot get to the levels of connection to those previous tzaddikim that are in Gan Eden if you do not connect to the tzaddikim that are alive in the world right now. כי על ידי הצדיק שבדורו יוכל להיות דבוק בצדיקים הקודמים. Only by way of being connected to the tzaddik that's alive in your generation will you be able to connect to the previous tzaddikim. כי באמת הצדיקים העליונים הם מופשטים לגמרי וצריך כלי כדי לדבק בהם. The previous tzaddikim, they're completely separate. They're no longer here. They've left this world. They're completely separate from this world. So how could you ever connect to them? You need a tool, you need a kli. In order to do that, וזה נעשה על ידי שדבוק בתלמידי חכמים שבאותו הדור. How do you do that? By connecting to the same tzaddikim that are in the generation. בפרט על ידי שנדבק בתלמידי הצדיק. Specifically by way of connecting to the students of that tzaddik. כי שהצדיק בחיים חיותו צריכים להתבטל אליו, ללכת לשמוע את תורתו ולהתבטל אליו. אבל אחר פטירתו הגילוי שלו נשאר אצל תלמידיו. When the tzaddik's in his generation, you have to go to his classes, you have to go connect to him. You have to go pray in his Beit Midrash. You have to go do all these different things in order to nullify yourself to him and to his Torah, to receive from him. But after he passes away from the world, his revelation stays by way of his students. ורק על ידם יכולים להגיע לצדיק עצמו ולהבין תורתו כראוי. Only by way of his students could you really get to him and to understanding his Torah properly. ומי שלא קיבל את מרות את מרות התלמיד אחרי פטירת הרב, זה נבע ממחשבה שהוא כבר יודע מה דעת הרב בכל עניין. מה זה מרות? מרות, מרות. ממרי שבב תף.
אוטוריטי.
אה, מר. Whoever didn't receive the authority, מרות התלמיד. Whoever doesn't receive the authority of the Talmid, of the student, right, after the rabbi passed away, it comes from the thought that he already knows what the intention of the rabbi was. He has the dat of the rav. They think that the rabbi had a certain path, a certain liturgy, a certain way of doing things. You already learned this, so I know how to be okay in every factor of life. This was his way, and I know that that's his way, so I'm going to be okay no matter what. I know what he would have thought. אבל האמת היא, the truth is, שאף שבוודאי זה גם נכון, even though that's a little bit true, it's true. אבל העיקר בדעת של הצדיק, זה השכינה שאימו. The main thing is the שכינה that's present with the צדיק. הלכה כמותו. Like it says about David המלך, that he had the שכינה with him, so הלכה was like him, right? What's הלכה? הלכה is אותיות הקלה. The queen, which is the שכינה. השכינה הקדושה נקראת הלכה. השכינה is called הלכה. ולכן יש להם לדבק לצדיק שאחריו. Therefore you have to cling to the צדיק that comes after him. אפילו אם בשכל אולי הם יותר ממנו. Even though it might seem that you are on a higher level than that Talmid, right? You were with the Rav from before he was a Rav. Right? You know him from when he was, when his father was the Rebbe. And you were with him the whole entire time. If that rabbi left the Talmid, who's the continuation, it doesn't matter that you're bigger than him. He's the one that has the Shekhinah by him. כי מה שצריך את זה, זה את השכינה. ולכך מצינו הרבה חסידים שהיו גדולים בתורת יותר מרבותיהם. ואף על פי כן התבטלו עליהם כי הביטול הוא לשכינה שהיא מהם. Even though there were students that were much higher in Torah than the rabbis, right? They nullified themselves to the rabbi because the Shekhinah was with the rabbi. וזה גם במשקל להחליט, המשקל להחליט, האם יוכל התלמיד להיות רב אחרי רבו. This is also the measure of to see if a student can be the rabbi after his rabbi. או שצריך להיכנע לצדיק אחר, or do you have to give in to a different צדיק. המשקל הוא, what's the weighing here? אם השכינה עמו, is the Shekhinah with him or not? וזה גם מובן שהיו צדיקים קדושים, שהתבטלו לצדיקים אחרים, כי הכל תלוי ברמת השרת השכינה. That's why you see that there are certain tzaddikim that they nullify themselves to other tzaddikim. Because it all depends how much Shekhinah is being revealed here. How much Shekhinah is dwelling down here. כי משה רבנו עליו השלום מסר לכלל ישראל את כל התורה. משה gave the Torah to all of Am Yisrael. אבל התגלות פרטיה לפי עניין הדור. The revelation of its finer details that goes according to the generation. That was passed to the tzaddikei oto ador. That's passed to the tzaddikim of that generation. Al yedei shenishmat Moshe Rabbeinu mitlabeshet behem. By way of the soul of Moshe Rabbeinu being engarmented and clothed inside of these tzaddikim. וגדולי הצדיקים במשך הדורות המשיכו האורות בכללות התורה. The greatest tzaddikim in the continuation of the generations, they brought down these illuminations of the general aspect of the Torah. ואחריהם הצדיקים הפרטיים, תלמידיהם ותלמידי תלמידיהם, ממשיכים את הגילויים בפרטיים. Right? The tzaddikim, the great tzaddikim of every generation, they bring down the klalim, they bring down the general principles. Their students bring down finer and finer and finer details after them. One of the 13 principles of faith is שזאת התורה לא תהיה מוחלפת ולא תהיה תורה אחרת מעת הבורא יתברך. Right? That this Torah won't be changed, there's never going to be a different Torah from Hashem. אמנם בכל דור יש גילוי עומקים חדשים. In every generation, though, we reveal new depths in the Torah. Like the rabbi said, מה שתלמיד עתיד לחדש. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu already knew what the student is going to reveal in 2023. Moshe Rabbeinu already knew that on Sinai. אבל הכל כלול בתורת משה, אלא שזה היה מחוסה. Everything is in there in the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. It was just covered up. It wasn't revealed yet. וזה ניכר מאוד בדורנו. This is very, very clear in our generation. בחלק ההלכה, when it comes to ההלכה, שהתרבו דקדוקי הלכות חדשים. There's so much fine detail of new הלכות that phones, electricity, cars, כל מיני דברים, so many different things in ההלכה that it was, you see, it's all there in the Torah. It's just, there wasn't a way to reveal. You didn't have to go there with the halakha yet. Now you come with a new technology. Now you have to take the halakha there. But it was there. It's not like they're making new rules. It's the same Lamed Tet Malachot בשבת. שום דבר לא השתנה. זה פשוט יש גילוי חדש איך ליישם את זה. גם יש מושג שבכל דור השם דברך מקפיד על משהו אחר. In every generation, Hashem is more stringent and looks at something different. בא דוד ועם עידן... Bach, Habakkuk, right? There's a whole story in the Gemara that David the Melech came and he took all the 613 mitzvot and he made it into shlosha, arba, three or four mitzvot. In the end came Habakkuk HaNavi, and he put it on one. Tzadik b'emunato chiyeh, right? A righteous person, by way of his emunah, he will live. Meaning that all of the Torah, the main thing is emunah. Believing in Hashem and connecting to Hashem on a level of knowing Hashem is above everything. Doesn't mean that the 613 Torah mitzvot are not applicable. It's just that in every generation, Hashem is looking at a different thing. Doesn't mean that there's a change in the Torah. Elu natan hadgasha betoch divrei Torah lefi shorash v'tafkid ador. Hashem puts a different emphasis and a different approach to the Torah. Same Torah, doesn't change. But in this generation, I'm asking for this. In this generation, I'm asking for this. In this generation, I'm asking for this.
כמעט סיימנו חבר'ה, כמעט
סיימנו.
The generation of Yitzhak is asking to build wells in Gerar. Okay.
They're doing now.
That's what we're doing now. Now we're destroying wells in order to build. Now we're in Gerar destroying wells and government buildings, בזאת השם, in order to rebuild. בכל דור ישנם צדיקי אמת ולא אלמן ישראל. In every single generation we have true צדיקים and we are not a widowed nation. Hashem Yitbarach Shatal b'chol dov v'do tzadikei emet. Hashem, in His mercy, put in every single generation true tzadikim. Lefamim hem tzadikei emet lefi erech ador. Right? Ve'lefamim yoter me'erech ador. Sometimes they're true tzadikim in relation to the generation. And sometimes way more than just in relation to the generation. They're true tzadikim. Right? Sometimes it's like, wow, in 2023 that guy's pretty holy. And sometimes it's like, no, even in 1948 of Avraham Avinu, he would be considered Kodesh Kodeshim, right? אבל תמיד ישנם אנשים שהם במדרגת צדיקי אמת שאפשר לקיים בהם אליו תשמעון. There's always people in every generation that are on the level of being a true tzaddik, that you have the mitzvah, אליו תשמעון, to him you should listen. Like it's written in the Zohar HaKadosh, אינו למדבב צדיקים בערד ישראל. There's always 36 tzaddikim in the land of Israel. ולמד וב לבר מערה לישראל. There's always 36 out of the land of Israel. 72, the name of Chesed. תלתין צדיקין אזמין קודש הבריחו בכל דר ודר לאלמה. תלתין, 30. There's 30 צדיקים that הקדוש ברוך הוא invites to the world in every single generation. קודש הבריחו מזמין להו בכל דר ודר. This is four different sources from the Zohar, but pretty much saying that in every generation, Hashem is bringing tzaddikim to the world. Odita b'Zohar Kadosh, it's also taught in the Zohar. Ki lo yaseh havaya Elokim davar ki im galas odo el avadav ha-nevi'im. Hashem will never do anything in the world without revealing. We learned this already in the previous chapters. Hashem will not do anything in the world without revealing it first to His servants, to the prophets. בזמן הנביאים השתקחו בעלמה ואילב חכמי עדיפי מנביאים. Right? In the time that we had prophets in Am Yisrael, so the prophet would get the message. Sodom is about to be destroyed. And in the time that we don't have prophets in a generation, חכם עדיף מנביא. A sage is better than a prophet. He's more preferable than a prophet. וזה מתקיים בכל דור ודור. This is in every single generation, including our generation. כמו ששמענו ממגידי אמת, איך שצדיקי אמת יודעים את העתיד. Like we heard from our teachers that they tell us that the true tzaddikim, they know the future. ואין בדברי החסיד, בא לחובות הלבבות, look inside the duties of the heart, חובות הלבבות, in the gate of prishut, in the gate of separating yourself from the world, in the second perek, שמברת עניין הצדיק עם דורו. He clarifies there the idea of the tzaddik in his generation. מסיים את דבריו בזה הלשון. He finishes there saying like this. ועל המנהג הזה בפרישות. תמצא הנביאים עליהם השלום וחסידי הקדמוננו בכל דור ודור. This idea of פרישות, of separating yourself from the world, you will find it in the חסידים. תמצא הנביאים עליהם השלום. You'll find it by way of the prophets back then. May the peace be on them. And the Hasidim that are in every single generation. כי בכל דור יש צדיקים ופלגים ממש. In every single generation you have wonderful צדיקים that are on a high, high level. Last little פרק. זהו. Two columns. צריך, כדי למצוא, צריך to find this צדיק that you should be connecting to. You have to yearn for it and you have to pray for it. להתחנן, לבקש מהשם דבר שיזכה אותו להתקשר לצדיק אמיתי שיוכל להשלים את נשמתו כראוי. You have to beg and pray and pour out your heart to Hashem and beg for a mercy from Hashem to connect you to the true tzaddik that will allow you the ability to complete your soul in this world. כי אין זה פשוט כלל להתקרב לצדיקים. It's not simple at all to come close to צדיקים. צריך הרבה להתפלל לזה שיהיה לו שייכות לצדיקים. You have to pray a lot to have a relationship to true צדיקים. כי הצדיק נעלם ונגנז. The צדיק is hidden and he's hidden away. וזוכים להתקשר אליו רק על ידי תפילות וריבוי תחנונים. They're so hidden and you only merit to have that connection. Again, hidden could mean you know exactly who they are, but you can't get to them. Right? They could be right there. It could be in your neighborhood. You even know the person's name. You know where his shul is. You know everything about him. You can't get to him. He's hidden from you. Even though he's right in front of you, he's hidden from you. Meaning you know he's a tzaddik, but you have this blockage. The only way you can open up that blockage is by way of begging Hashem and praying over and over again. First things first, before praying, you have to feel how much of a lack there is. להבין כמה רחוק מהשלמות. How far are you away from perfection? בין בשלמות נפשו וניקיונו, whether we're talking about the completion of your soul and your cleanliness, ובין בהשגת התורה ועומקה, or whether we're talking about the comprehension of Torah and its depth. שרגיש שאין לימודו מספק אותו, feel that your learning is not enough. It doesn't give you that fulfillment, it doesn't satiate you. ושלא מגיע לקרבת אלוקים כראוי מתוך הלימוד. You're not getting to a point of closeness to a God from learning. עד שיבין שיש בעולם לימוד שהוא במדרגה אחרת לגמרי. Until you understand that there's a learning of Torah in this world that's on a completely different level. With complete nullification. ביטול גמור. שהוא הלימוד האמיתי. That is true learning. ואז ישתוקק להשיגה. Then you have to have a yearning to acquire that level of learning. ושני, that's first things first. Second, צריך שיודע שישנה נקודת אור האמת של הייחוד שגילו הצדיקים.
שישנה.
שיודע שישנה נקודת אור האמת של הייחוד שגילו הצדיקים. You have to admit that there is a point of truth of the unification that the tzaddikim are revealing. ואז יחשוק גם הוא להיות לו את האור הצדיק ואור הקדושה. Then you also have this desire to get the light of the tzaddik and that light of sanctity. ויתעקש להתקרב בביטול גמור על נקודת האמת ונקודת הייחוד. Now you should yearn and long and persevere and work hard tenaciously to come closer with complete ביטול to the point of truth, the point of unification, the point of oneness, שבכוחה לגאול אותו מבור תחתיה. That point of unity has the ability to redeem you and bring you completely out of the depths of this world, of the pits in this world. כי רק מי שמחפש באמת את השם יתברך מחפש ומחפש עד הנקודה הפנימית ביותר ואינו מסתפק בשום עניין חיצוני לבדו אלא רוצה להגיע להשגת אלוקות ממש, לזכות להיות מרכבה לשכינה הקדושה, לחיות עם השם יתברך ממש בלי שום ישות וגאווה עצמיות, מאמין שיש לה דרך להשיג את זה, שיש צדיק בעולם שהוא מבוטל לגמרי לבורא, הוא יכול לבכות להתפלל על זה באמת, כי הוא מרגיש שבלי זה למה לא חיים. Only someone who's really seeking out the truth of Hashem. He's seeking it out and seeking it out until the most internal point. And it's not enough for him. Nothing external is enough for him. He wants to get to the deepest comprehension of God possible. To merit to be a vehicle for the Shekhinah, the Holy Shekhinah in this world. To live with Hashem mamash. Without any ego, without any pride, without any independence separate from Hashem. And he believes that there's a path to get there. That there's a tzaddik in the world that he is completely nullified to the Creator. Only he can really cry out and beg for Hashem to show him this path truthfully. Because he feels that without it, why am I even alive? If you don't give me that path to come closer to you, why did you bring me to this world? Zehu ha-yesod, ha-tshuka. This is the foundation. It's the yearning and the longing. להשתוקק, לזכות, להאמין שישנה דרך לזכות לדבקות בשכינה. To merit, to yearn, to merit, to get to the point where you can believe that there is a path to merit, to get to clinging to the שכינה. ולהרבות בבקשות ובחיות להשם יתברך. To increase how much you request this and cry to Hashem for this. שיזכה אותו לזה, that he should merit you to get to this. כי לפי גודל הביקוש, כך פתיחת ההשגה. In accordance to the greatness of the request, so too is the opening of the comprehension. Last little footnote here in this idea. What's the main way to understand if the way that you're behaving is in Kiddusha? V'agashat ha'or ha'shechina alav. And to recognize if you have the light of Shechina on you. Look previous what we said in the Zohar, but this is you have to really seek out in truth b'chol libo et Hashem yitbarach. You have to really be seeking out Hashem. Ki rak mi shemechapes et Hashechina zocheh l'argish shehi nimtzet etzel ha'tzadik. Whoever is really seeking out the Shechina will find that it can only be found by the tzadik. V'yesh l'arich v'zeh, there's a lot to go into this, ki ha'giluim, ha'chitzonim, v'ha'moftim, po'alim chazak. the external revelations and all of the wonders and the miracles that you see the tzaddik do, they work hard. They can trick you, right? Ala nefesh ha-beimit, they work hard on your animal soul. They can completely twist you. When you go to, this one, he gave this bracha, and then this happened, and this, and that, and... V'ilu asagat torat emet, v'agashat ha-shechina mora la'omek ha-pnimiyut, v'ze le'mala arbe mimoftim. When you find someone who understands the Torah, that you can feel the Shechina when you're with him, that already is a sign of depth. That's already a sign of the internal aspect. And that's way above any miracle that could be done. Be'emet en hadavar pashut. This is not some simple idea connecting to tzaddikim. Lechen hu nikniha emunat chachamim. Therefore it's called emunat chachamim, belief in the sages. Ki kol emuna hi lemala me'asechel. Anything that's called emuna is above intellect. V'inyanahu, the idea is agashat alev b'amitat hadavar b'ofen v'dayi. The idea of feeling inside the trueness of your heart this thing in a certainty, a level of certainty. Afilu she'eno muvan b'sechli, even when you don't understand it in your intellect. V'kama she'alev tahor yoter, the more pure your heart is, u'margish elokut v'ruchaniyut, the more you feel godliness and spirituality. V'yesh le'emunah chazaka yoter, you have stronger emunah in Hashem and in His true servants. V'yuminu b'Hashem u'v'moshe avdo. They believed, Am Yisrael believed in Hashem and in Moshe His servant. V'arbe tzrich litpalel Hashem itbach leskot la'emet. We have to pray to Hashem a lot in order to merit this truth.